Jimmy Allen and Speed Robertson are approaching the latter stages of their stunt flying for the movies. But their company, Mammoth Studios, is lagging behind its competitor, Pacific Studios, who are also filming an air picture. The executives of the Mammoth Company are convinced Pacific Studios have stolen their story, but are looking for proof that would stand up in court. Jimmy is convinced Nails Ballou was responsible for the theft, and he has devised a plan to prove it. It is 9 o'clock of a bright, sunny morning. Flying has been underway for several hours. Jimmy and Roy Phelps are standing on the line, watching the furious activity, and Jimmy is saying,
"Okay, Roy, I think this is the ideal time, right now."
"Everybody's out on the field now, Jim. I don't see anyone over near the Pacific pilot's quarters."
"Ballou and his gang are scheduled to do some formation flying at 9 o'clock, and that's what I've been waiting for. The only thing is, they haven't taken off as yet."
"Well, look across the field there, in front of the Pacific hangar. That bunch of men all together, isn't that Ballou and his crowd?"
"Hmm? Where?" "Oh, yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, that big bareheaded fellow who talks with his hands so much is Pelletier, the Pacific studio director. He must be explaining to Ballou and the pilots just what he wants."
"They must be getting ready to take off. See those mechanics? They're scattering to the ships already."
"Mm-hmm."
"Yeah, one of them's climbed into that ME-109 cockpit at the end of the line, and another's gone around front to turn over the prop."
"Yeah, you're right, sure enough. And there go two others to the next ship. Yeah, they're certainly getting underway, all right."
"Hey, Jim, hadn't we better get started?"
No, wait a minute, Roy. I want to see Ballou actually leave the ground before we even make a move. If he should happen to notice us going over that way, he might become suspicious. Oh, by the way, are you clear in your mind as to just what we're going to do?"
"Well, you went over everything last night, but I'm not sure I remember everything. Maybe you better tell me again, Jim."
"Well, here's the plan. Just as soon as Ballou and his pilots take off, we'll start back of the hangar here, and then go back to our pilot's quarters, and then around the edge of the field, and finally we'll end up over at the Pacific quarters. Now, we'll take our time in going over, just sort of saunter along as though we didn't have anything particular in mind."
"Just as if we were out for a little morning walk, is that the idea?"
"That's it, exactly. And when we get over there, we'll sort of just mosey around the building to be sure nobody's around."
"Just as though we were a couple of Pacific pilots, huh?"
"That's right."
"Then after we get inside, what do we do?"
"Oh, we've got to work like mad then, Roy. We'll have to find out where Ballou bunks, and then we've got to go through his stuff, and in a hurry."
"Boy, that's certainly taking a chance, Jim. If Ballou or any of his men caught us over there, it'd be just too bad."
"Well, that's a chance we've just got to take. Now, we're all sure that Ballou stole the idea for their picture from the Mammoth Company script, which he had in his possession for a little while. But, Roy, we've just got to prove it. If we can, Pacific Studios will never dare release their picture."
"Gosh, Jim, I sure hope we can find out something. Hey, look, Ballou and his pilots are getting into the ships."
"You're right. Yeah, and the ship down at the end there is starting to taxi out already. Why, I'm sure Nails Ballou is in that cockpit."
"Well, how can you tell, Jim?"
"Well, most of the time, Ballou flies without any helmet, wears just a pair of goggles, and the pilot in that ship hasn't any helmet on."
"Yeah, that's Ballou, all right. I recognize his reddish-brown hair."
"Uh-huh. Yeah, there go the rest of the ships. They're getting all set, too. Oh, look, Ballou stopped and turned around. Okay, come on, Roy. Let's start walking over back of our hangar."
"Okay, Jim, let's go. Say, where is Speed and the rest of our bunch?"
"Well, they're down at the end of the field near our ships. Speed's there, and Flash Lewis, Cliff Banks, Frank Miles, and all two or three of the mechanics. Now, Speed knows what we're going to do, and he'll keep an eye on us. If anything should happen, if we get caught over there, he and the bunch will come over and on the double."
"Then there'd be a free-for-all, huh, Jim?"
"I guess so. But don't you worry, Roy. Our bunch can take care of themselves, all right. Now, you take Flash Lewis, for example. You never think he'd be able to fight, but boy, you ought to see that fella in action."
"And I know what Speed can do. I've seen him perform. I'd be willing to bet he can lick his weight in Wildcats."
"Oh, I'll say. You know, Roy, Speed doesn't believe in fighting, but he'll fight when he has to, and there isn't anyone in the world I'd rather have around than Speed on my side in such a situation."
"Look, they go Ballou and his pilots."
"They sure are.
Boy, what a formation. Isn't that a knockout, Jim?"
"Oh, I hate to say it, but you gotta hand it to that gang. They sure can fly. Look how close together those ships are, though, would you? That's really a tight formation, and I don't mean maybe."
"Yeah, and seven of them, too.
And from a small field.
I'll bet there isn't 4 feet clearance between Ballou's ship and the men flying number two and three positions."
"Oh, less than that, I think, Roy. And if you ask me, there's going to be a bad crash if they keep that sort of thing up. You know, there's no use taking chances like that when they're not shooting a scene." "Oh, well, that's their business, not ours. Come on, we better walk a little faster. We're down at the end of the field now, and we might as well get this job over with as soon as we can.
Okay, Jim. Hey, but tell me, what are we going to look for? What kind of proof do we need that Baloo stole his story?
The way Speed and I have it doped out, Roy, is this. Baloo probably made some notes from the script which Mr. Milliken gave him, and then the Pacific story was made up from those notes. Now, if we could find something like that over in Baloo's quarters and bring it back to Mr. Stewart, we're all set.
Yeah, but if Baloo did anything like that, he'd probably be too smart to leave any evidence lying around.
Maybe so. Baloo's pretty shrewd, all right, but, well, you never can tell. 4 or 5 days ago, when we were helping Baloo and his gang with one of their air scenes, we were all standing around Baloo's Messerschmitt, and he and Mr. Pelletier, their director, were looking at a script. Then Pelletier laid it down on the lower wing of the plane, and I started looking at it. Right away, Baloo saw me and grabbed it out of my hand.
Say, that sure looks as though he didn't want you to see it, doesn't it?
I'll say. And believe me, Roy, I'd certainly like to get my hands on whatever it was he had.
Well, here we are, Jim. Here's the Pacific pilot's quarters.
Right. Now, let's start walking around the building.
Yeah, the windows are all open, just like you said. I don't see anybody around here.
Now, most of the pilots are in the air, and the rest of them are the mechanics, and they're over there on the line.
Where's the director, Mr. Pelletier?
Oh, I think he must be in their camera ship at the present time. You know, it took off just after the MEs did.
Yeah. Well, here we are at the building, Jim. Shall we go in?
I don't think anyone's noticed us. Yeah, come on. In we go.
Look, Jim. There are two private rooms up at this end, and the rest of the building is just one large room with a lot of bunks in it. I don't think Baloo would sleep out there, do you?
No, I don't, Roy. One of these two private rooms must be his. Oh, here. This door's open. Let's go in.
Yeah. There's a locker trunk over by the window, Jim.
Fine. Look at the name on it. That'll tell us quick enough.
Here, I'll put the top down. No, this isn't Baloo's room, Jim. See, the name is R.G. Hunter.
Yeah, well, there's no use wasting any more time in here. Come on, into the other room we go now.
Hey, look. The door's closed there. Gee, Jim, we don't dare break the door down. Say, I'll tell you what. Let's go outside and come in by the window. It might be open.
No, that wouldn't be so good, Roy. Somebody might see us crawling in the window and get suspicious. Now, look, this seems to be just an ordinary door lock. See if there isn't a key of the door to the room we were just in.
Okay, Jim. Just a minute. There is, Jim. Inside the door. Here we are.
Good. Now put it in the lock and see if it'll work with this door.
Right.
It works, Roy. Open her up.
Look, Jim. There's a desk in here.
Right you are. And there's a locker trunk over by the wall. Wait till I see what the name is. Yep, this is Baloo's room, all right, see? T.W. Baloo on the top of the trunk.
Hey, but I thought his first name was Nails.
No, that's just a nickname. Speed says they called him Nails over in Europe because he was so hard.
Hey, look over here on the desk, Jim. See this letter? It's addressed to T.W. Baloo, care of Pacific Studios.
Come on, we've got to work in a hurry. I don't see anything on the top of the desk here that seems important. Yeah, I think we better get going through these drawers in the desk, though. Now, you take the ones on the left, and I'll take the ones on the right.
Okay. Look, Jim, look. Look at this. It looks just like the script I've seen in Mr. Stewart's hands.
Yeah? Let's see it.
Here you are. But it doesn't say anything about coffin nails.
Let me look. No, there's no title at all. But say, what do you know about this?
What?
Well, I was looking at Mr. Stewart's script, and there were 140 pages in it. And this has 140 pages, too. Let's look at the beginning.
Yeah.
Look, Roy, the first sequences are exactly the same as in Mr. Stewart's script. I know what this is. It's an exact copy of the coffin nail script.
Jim, I'll bet I know what Baloo did. He had a copy made of the coffin nail script before he gave it back to Mr. Milligan.
That's exactly what he did. And look here. Here, right here on the second page.
Yeah.
See, along this margin? There's some changes in handwriting.
And I'll bet that's Baloo's writing.
There isn't any doubt of it in my mind. Oh, Roy, won't Mr. Stewart be tickled when he sees this? I bet this'll fix that fellow Baloo.
Look, Jim, look at this. Here's another script. It's entitled The Black Swastika.
Well, that's the name of the picture Pacific Studios are doing. And I'll bet their script was made up from this one Baloo had copied. Come on, Roy. We'll take both of them and get out of here as fast as we can. I'll put them here inside my flying jacket. Now push those drawers back and let's arrange everything the way it was.
Okay. Everything's just as it was, Jim. Come on, let's get out of here.
Yeah, that looks good. Let's lock this door, though, and we'll just put the key back in that other door where it was.
Okay, I put it back.
Right. Now, out we go and out the front door.
Hey, it looks like Baloo and his gang are through with their flying. Yeah, look, Jim. The ships are all in the pattern.
Uh-huh.
They're already peeling off.
Yeah, you're right. Now, come on, Roy. Let's walk across this field here. Uh-oh. Yeah, I think I see Stuart over there talking to Speed. Oh, I want to show him what we found as soon as I can.
Say, that
was... I'll say I do, Roy. That was Nails Baloo. And I'm afraid he saw us. Come on, let's get over to cross that field as quickly as we can. Hurry. Come on, Roy, come on. There's Mr. Stewart talking to Speed.
Yeah, won't he be surprised when he sees this?
Oh, I'll say he will. Speed! Speed, Mr. Stewart! Here, look at this. Don't say a word. Just cast your eyes on this manuscript. Here you are. This is just what we need to prove that Baloo stole our story.
It looks as though Nails Baloo's crooked career was about finished, but a terrific surprise is in store. Don't miss the next episode of The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.